Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome back to DraftFest, live from Rouse's Markets on Airline at LeBar. Download the Rouse's shopping app and get free curbside pickup on $35 or more orders. Deuce McAllister, Christian Garrick here with you. We are into the fifth round. Thankfully, the Saints have a selection in this round. But, Deuce, I just want to talk to you real quick about, obviously, you've experienced this, being drafted. I know you didn't have to wait as long as some of these guys are that are currently waiting into the fifth round to hear their name called. But just the process, it's got to be incredibly nerve-wracking.
It is. It's stressful and it's nerve-wracking. And there's the quarterback that we talked about, Sam Howell, going, who, you know, at this point you felt like, hey, look, he is worth a shot just from a talent standpoint. He may have some flaws, but from a talent standpoint, at this point, he is worth a shot. But, I mean, the draft is stressful. It's very rare as a player you don't have the opportunity to pick where you want to go. And that's what you have in this situation. Somebody else controls where you go as far as to play the game that for so long you had that choice. Mm-hmm. And so if you're not top three, it's tough. And it's a waiting process. And so you question everything from my talent standpoint. Did I mess up an interview? Did I have the right agent? What could I have done different to kind of better that situation? And so many other people, they just think that, hey, it just happened all of a sudden. And we know that's just not the case. You put in a lot of time and a lot of work, and it's one where you celebrate that opportunity to go and compete. But it's stressful, man.
I can only imagine. I remember Zach telling this story that there were several times in the fourth and fifth round that the Cowboys called them and told them, "Hey, we're about to pick you," and they didn't.
I was in the first round, and yeah. I was like that.
Top 10.
Yeah, I talked to three or four teams that, hey, look, we're trying to move up. But XYZ team, if they have a player that's on the board that they still like, they're probably not going to trade with us. But we've talked to two or three different teams about moving up. And so it gives you a little hope. But when it doesn't happen, it's almost like you're crushed all over again.
All right, we'll step away and come back at the news headlines. It's DraftFest live from Rouse's Markets on Airline at LeBar. Download the Rouse's shopping app and get free curbside pickup on orders of $35 or more. This is Saints Radio, WWL. Back here on DraftFest on WWL, live from Rouse's Markets on Airline, at LeBar. Download the Rouse's shopping app and get free curbside pickup on orders of $35 or more. Recapping the last couple of picks, we are in the fifth round. Sam Howell, the quarterback out of North Carolina that Deuce was talking about earlier, goes to the Washington Commanders. Darian Kennard, the guard out of Kentucky, going to the Kansas City Chiefs.
And that was the dude I was hoping last to the Saints, because he's played tackle, but he's really more of an interior player. In a pinch, he could play tackle for you, but he gets picked up by Kansas City. And that's all they need is more linemen.
Well, that was one thing that they kind of struggled with, and they hit on two rookies that played a lot for him.
Troy.
Yeah, and so for them to be able to replenish that offensive line was a thing that they definitely wanted to do.
We're on pick number three in round five. The Saints hold the 18th pick in this round. So 15 picks away. The Giants have back-to-back selections after a trade with the Jets earlier in the draft today or this weekend. And you got Chicago. The Commanders are back on in Atlanta as well. So we're steamrolling a little closer and closer to the Saints selection. Deuce, any surprises to you this year? Any head-scratchers so far?
Well, the one that we knew that one was N'Kobe Dean.
Yeah.
You know, and once he wasn't picked in the second round, you knew it was medical.
We talked about it. Got to be a medical.
It's medical, and it started to slowly come out. That's what it was. He strained the pec muscle, and then he needs some work done on the meniscus, so he's probably going to have to take a red shirt. And teams were trying to go ahead and get him to have that surgery on the injury, and it was something that he had kind of training for the NFL. I mean, because he's a first-round talent. He's a first-round talent, and so think about the defensive line that he has in front of him, and then to be able to – if they can keep him clean, because, Mike, he's smaller. But if you can keep him
in
clean,
the hole,
he can make play after play, and I think, you know, people were saying that, hey, look, maybe he didn't interview well. The kid graduated with a mechanical
engineering
degree.
I know what it takes to get that. He's a smart dude.
A mechanical engineering degree. His dad is a professor down at Florida State. And his mom is a doctor in Mississippi somewhere. I know it's north of Mississippi. She may work up at Memphis, but kid was unbelievably smart already in high school. He was a 4.0 student from Horn Lake, Mississippi, and he goes to Georgia in 3 years. He's already graduated.
My thing is, with medicals, the way they can fix things today, and he lasts that long, the Eagles stole him, absolutely stole him in round three. And they got people with hard heads in the NFL. They don't understand about how medicals have changed, and you can get that guy back on the field today so much quicker than you ever could. And you talk about a guy who's dedicated. It's N'Kobe Dean.
Well, he never missed a game at Georgia.
Who's the player out of Michigan that tore his Achilles?
David Ojabo.
Yeah, and he was picked.
Yeah, second round.
Second round.
And he was originally going to be a first round.
Who did he go to again?
He was your team that we just talked about, Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, of course. And so the Ravens said he's going to be on the field for minicamp.
Not this.
I don't know how that's going to happen.
He won't be on for upcoming minicamp.
No, that's no way.
Nah, he'll start PUP for them. But I mean, end of the year.
Yeah, could be.
He'll possibly be playing for them. And no. think about what they were able to do though. Originally, it was Smith who left them, went to Green Bay, agreed.
Za'Darius Smith.
Yeah, Za'Darius Smith agreed to a contract.
And then unagrees.
Then unagrees to a contract. Another team gave him a little bit more money during that negotiation window, and Baltimore still comes away with probably a defensive end that's just as talented as he is and going to be a lot cheaper.
And he's just a pup, football-wise. Just a puppy.
All right, the New York Giants have made two selections back-to-back in round five. Micah McFadden, linebacker out of Indiana, and DJ Davidson, defensive tackle out of Arizona State.
Yeah, man, Arizona State gets a lot of people picked, but they don't win a lot of games, do they?
Herm's in trouble.
Herm's in big trouble.
Herm's in trouble.
Looks like they knew about that name, image, likeness before it got legal.
Before it was legal, and so you talk about bringing guys in when it's basically a pause on bringing players in for COVID, and then you get some trouble with name, image, and likeness, and all of his coaches are like, we're gone. You know, guy Pierce played for the Giants,
yes,
who was his D coordinator. I mean, he was a D coordinator. He said, I'm going to go be assistant linebacker coach in the league. You know, you're not even calling plays. You're assistant linebacker coach in the league, and you're the DC for Herm. And so
Herm's in trouble.
Yeah, I think they're just waiting on the final decision from the NCAA, and after that they'll bring in a new coach. They'll let him ride this one out.
I'm curious, Hebert's going to be here in about an hour and 45 minutes. What do you think he's going to come in hot about? Cuz he always comes in hot.
Well, it depends on who the pick is. He's got an opinion.
Yeah, he's going to have an opinion.
Opinion on the pick, so
why did they wait and why did they move up? They could have traded the fifth and the sixth pick and moved up and got somebody in the fourth round. And, you know, it'll be something.
Something's going to stir his nerves.
It'll be something.
Yes, it will. All right, Mike, Deuce, Christian here on Draft Fest, live at Rouse's Markets on Airline at LeBar. Download the Rouse's Shopping app and get free curbside pickup on orders of $35 or more. Go ahead, Mike.
Christian, didn't you guys have this Khalil Shakir on from Boise State?
Yes, we did.
I think the agent set it up with Steve, and he just got picked by the Buffalo Bills. Very productive wide receiver for Boise State. Really good route runner.
Just add more weapons.
Man, that's all the Bills need. Yeah. Yeah, and two is they did lose their slot receiver and Cole Beasley. And that's what Khalil can do very well. They put him in the slot, man, and he comes up with some big catches.
Well, you got McKenzie as well, but he hadn't really developed, you know, a little slot guy.
Yeah, he's probably a Louisiana kid.
Yeah, and so the thing with Buffalo is how can I help our quarterback? How can I get Josh more weapons? And you did it with a running back yesterday, and now you add him a receiver as well here. And so it's just
– it's a race against the Kansas City – Chiefs and the AFC, they feel like they're up there with the Chiefs and the
Cincinnati
Bengals.
And
so it's, and hey, let
Denver
me get more. Let me get more offense. Well, let me get more offense.
And they also lost the outside receiver. He was with us for a year.
Emmanuel Sanders.
So Emmanuel may sign back with them, but they also lost those two guys. So they probably needed a couple guys.
The Washington Commanders are on the clock, followed by the Chicago Bears, and then the Atlanta Falcons. 10 picks from the Falcons are the Saints. Their only selection in the fifth round. They have a sixth round selection. It'll be 161 overall for the Saints in the fifth round. How much, Deuce, do you think, you know Mickey well, how much was he maybe anxious to get on that phone and try to get back in the fourth round?
What is it going to cost me?
Yeah.
I mean, I think at that point, that's what it all came down to. What was it going to cost them?
And what do I have to give?
Well, that's
the other part.
Yeah, that's what I meant, you know. And yeah. So no team was probably willing to take just a fifth and a sixth. They wanted probably some draft capital from next year. And, you know, at this point, I don't think that they're willing to move any of those picks.
Is there a player they could move or would want to move for maybe an extra fifth and a seventh?
I couldn't tell you at this point that there was a particular player that they wanted would want to move and be able to pick. I mean, you know, I think that they're going to feel pretty good. They may move up here as far as the fifth round is concerned, you know, package your fifth and a sixth to move up because they want a specific player in that situation. But, I mean, at this point, it's going to cost them – it'll probably cost them draft capital for next year. And I don't think that they want to, you know, move any of those picks.
I think if they trade up, you're probably targeting a running back at that point.
Well, that's possible. I mean, for me, you know, I think tight end is a position as well, but we've probably seen a good bit of those. There's another one, Washington taking another one, Cole Turner, tight end from Nevada. You know, so there's been a pretty good amount of players that have went off the board from a tight end position.
And that's another one.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Saints have had so much success drafting from small schools. I wouldn't be surprised if there is a off-the-radar player that they have their
That's
eyes
a great
on.
Point.
That they have their eyes on particularly late. You know, you look at
– These are the rounds that they do it in.
Yeah, Deontay Hardy, how they were able to pick up him. You know, and you're talking about from where? Oh, he's just Assumption. You know, Assumption College. And they don't even have video in high def. You know, I'm serious, and it's like I can't even see who's recording or what are they shooting it on. You know, and it's that's some kid's iPhone, and that's the old version of the iPhone. That's not even the new version of the iPhone that they're recording on. And so, you know, it's just that's just how it is. You got to go find them.
All right, we'll step away and come back. Deuce McAllister, Mike Dettillier, I'm Christian Garrick. Draft Fest continues live from Rouse's Markets on Airline at LaBar. Download the Rouse's shopping app and get free curbside pickup on orders of $35 or more. This is Saints Radio.
Welcome back. Mike Haas, it's the tag team Draft Fest. Sitting in for Christian Garrick, who's still here, just helping me out with the computer. Mike Dettillier, Deuce McAllister, Draft Fest. We are at the Rouse's Market on Airline at LaBar. Download the Rouse's shopping app. Get more free curbside pickup orders on $35 or more. If you're heading out to Jazz Fest, stop by. There is everything you need, literally. And you can take a plant with you if you want to. And then, or on your way back from Jazz Fest and you've got the munchies a little bit, stop on by Rouse's, and they'll take care of you as well.
Mike, I'm going to cut you a little bit. That was one of the guys I thought maybe the Saints, Tyler Aguilar from BYU, the running back. And he's lasted a little bit longer, Deuce, than I thought he would. I thought he'd go somewhere in round four. And now he's, you know, it's early in round five. It's not a real big dip, but I thought he was a guy that was a possibility because he seemed to be a good fit for what the Saints do.
Well, the question is he's going to be a good fit for what the Falcons do, because that's
the Falcons need help all over, Mike. Right. I mean, you can name every position.
Gage and the situation that, you know, that they're in. So he went to the Falcons with the eighth pick of the fifth round, the 151st overall. That puts the Broncos technically on the clock, but their pick is in, and it puts the Seattle Seahawks on the clock at 153. Again, the Saints at 161 in the fifth. And then at 194 in the sixth, if things stay the way they have been. A couple of LSU Tigers getting picked already. Cade York, the kicker, and also Neil Farrell Jr., the offensive lineman, went as well. I'm curious. I haven't talked about it. Now I'm drawing a blank. The kid from Southeastern, 6'7" quarterback.
Cole Kelly.
Cole. I mean, I just think he's going to be an interesting guy to watch. He's going to be a free agent somewhere.
But I think he'll be a draft pick.
Wow.
I think he'll be a draft pick. Man, Cole can spin it. And he's one of the biggest quarterbacks I've ever seen in my life. he's legitimately 6'6 plus.
Yeah.
He's 245, 250 on a light day.
They had a heck of a year.
And, man, he the last 2 years, he's really pieced it together. And I do give Coach Selfo so much credit. He did not look like the same guy that I had saw in high school and at Arkansas, because he was nothing but an arm thrower. Then he became a passer at Southeastern.
Didn't use his body, didn't use his lower body at
Everything
all.
Was from here on up, man. It was elbow out. But now he became a passer, and people say, oh, he can't move? Yeah, you try to tackle him. No, he's a big dude, and he's got some movement skills, a lot better than people think that he does have. I know one thing: people in Southland Conference don't want to see him no more.
That's right,
man. I'm glad he's graduated.
Especially last year, because of the COVID situation, they played everybody twice. Yeah. It was a twofer. It was like an NFL schedule. So you played all these teams twice, and it was a home and away. So you got your fill of Cole last year.
Yeah, I know one thing. Tim Rebo is sure glad that he's graduated at Nickel State. He's glad. And I'm interested to see late, too, Deshaun Dixon, a young man who played at Edna Carr, dominant football player at Nickel State as a receiver.
Receiver.
And he worked out for the Saints a couple different times on where he gets selected. Deshaun tilted the field at times. And another kid, small college guy, Tariq Woolen, who's another deuce, a 6 foot, 2.5 corner from UT San Antonio.
That UT San Antonio, that's Davenport.
Yeah.
That's Davenport.
Frank Wilson's old school.
Was he a transfer, or was he recruited by Frank?
Recruited.
He was recruited by Frank.
And, man, he was he's a big corner, and I've watched him a couple of times play with his length. And his ability to close so quickly in run support. He's just not a cover guy. He's also really good when you're talking about in run support. A lot of times corners, they're not crazy about coming up the seam.
Don't want to tackle.
But Tariq can, and he's got great range, and he's a big man. Again, for all these receivers that are coming out now, you know, they 6 foot two plus, most of them. And so you got to match up some kind of way. And so glad for Woolen, because I saw him play at UT San Antonio. He is a really good football player.
Also kind of watching, I have at least, you know, kind of the NFC South and what those teams are doing. So Atlanta had four picks last night, two in the second, two in the third. They did not have a fourth round. They've got, as we stand now, they just picked with the eighth pick, pick 151, Tyler Aguilar. Is that right, Aguilar?
Aguilar, yeah.
Aguilar. And then so they pick at the sixth, the 11th pick, 190. Saints were at 194, so close to that. Then 213 in the sixth round. Tampa Bay has had two selections today. Cade Otton, the tight end out of Washington, and Jake Camerden, the punter out of Georgia. They still have two seventh rounders, 248 and 261. And then Carolina had a pick, the 120th Brandon Smith, linebacker out of Penn State, which was originally a Saints pick. It's the pick the Saints traded to Washington that Washington traded to Carolina. So that was pick 120. They've got two sixth-round picks and a seventh-round pick for Carolina. So if they stay, that was one of the weird things for me, was how kind of wildly backloaded this draft was, just kind of through trades and through attrition before the draft or after. First off, to me, if you could ever go back and think about day one and say, okay, it's the draft, 32 teams, 10 of them did not have a pick. 10.
That just
seems astounding to me that 10 football teams did have a pick. And so then going into,
you know why, Mike, I'm going to tell you, most people thought the strength of this draft was from round 2 through round 4. So, okay, if I could trade back, I would. And a lot of those trades were for veteran players.
Yeah.
Think about that. A lot of them were for receivers. Tyreek receiver got dealt off. A.J. Brown got dealt off.
Yeah.
Or quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I just thought it was just, you know, and we're seeing it today with Baltimore. Baltimore initially started as of yesterday. Last night they would go in with 6 picks in the 4th round.
Man, if I'm Baltimore.
I don't know if they got them all, but that's still pretty impressive.
If I'm Baltimore, I sort of cash in right now. Man, listen, I've done good. Let's work on the free agents, guys. We got enough rookies here that can play. Let's get us a couple free agents to help us on special teams. But, man, the Ravens, they've really, really done well. And I don't think I've ever said this in my 36 years doing this, but the Jets have done really well.
Well, here's something also that you look at. This is normally the day where if you've got a veteran, maybe on a one-year deal, and you've picked in his position, maybe a team wants to say, hey, look, I'll give you a fifth rounder for that veteran since he's probably not going to make the squad.
Not going to
He's probably not going to make your team, so he's probably going to end up being cutting. So I'll give you a fifth round pick for that player or a sixth round pick for a player. This is normally, you know, let's take Baker Mayfield. The reason Baker Mayfield hasn't been released, Cleveland wants somebody to take on
trade,
that
right?
And that contract,
million, that
right.
$18 million, sure. He's guaranteed.
Don't even worry about giving us something.
I'll pay you
to
take
still,
him.
But right. They still want some value. I mean, because he was the number one pick,
yep. Right?
Yep. He was the number one pick of the draft, so they still want to get some type of value. And at some point, they felt like they could get a second or a third rounder. And most teams were like, if you're not eating that contract, we're not touching it.
Cut him.
Yeah, you carry all of those quarterbacks on your roster. I mean, because you know you got Watson and a couple other guys that you've I think Josh Dobbs is one of
yep.
them, and one more quarterback that they signed. But, you know, he would normally be a player in a situation where you've signed a free agent or you've drafted a player at that position. You have an overload or abundantly amount of players in that position. A team will come to you and say, hey, look, we'll give you a fourth for that player. We'll give you a fifth for that player. And this is where you start to see some of those moves being made.
So do you think, you know, I won't say call their bluff, but you think Baker survives the draft and then it'll be between now and, you know, when
man,
they,
I
they
ain't
pay
no
that
18,
money?
I ain't eating no $18 million.
So Cleveland's got to figure out a way to get
I say you cut him loose.
Cut
I
him.
Ain't eating that $18
Let him
million
double
dollars.
Dip.
Yep. Right.
And Cleveland wants somebody to take on that 18. There's no way. If
I ain't taking
team,
that.
I'm not,
what's their hit if they cut him? What's their cap hit?
As far roughly? As Cleveland?
Yeah.
It has to be just to clean that team because that's all he's owed. He doesn't have a contract for next
yeah.
year.
That's right. He was just still on his rookie deal.
Yeah, he's still on his rookie right. deal. So it may be some prorated money in there, but you know
it's nothing. Least, yeah, it's not
yeah,
much.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know
so you wash your hands and your feet with him.
Right.
Yeah.
And you get – to me – I think they were holding out, maybe hoping some team might blink.
That's exactly what it was.
But my thing is
– Carolina, it was Carolina, it's Seattle.
Seattle.
And it's one more team that he was – Washington.
Washington. Washington. Banners, yeah.
Yeah, Washington was the other team that he was at least talking to, and those three teams are like
– Well, Seattle hadn't picked a quarterback though, right?
Well, they hadn't picked a quarterback, but they got Locke. From,
right,
Drew.
From Denver.
But still.
All I know is this.
They're the only team of those ones we mentioned that needed a quarterback that hadn't actually picked one.
That Drew Locke, if he goes up against Baker Mayfield, he gets his butt kicked. Baker Mayfield, if he goes to Seattle, he's the starter there.
Yeah,
Drew Locke ain't beating him out.
But if I'm Seattle.
But I ain't giving up nothing for him.
I tell him good luck. Because technically I'm in a rebuilding year. I got to pay my receiver. I don't want to have to pay a quarterback $18 million plus. On this roster that may not help me get to the playoffs because I don't know if they have a roster that gets them to the playoffs.
No. On Seattle and yes. In that division?
Yes.
Oh, they watching it or buying a ticket, but they're not playing in it, that's for sure.
There's
and look, your guy just got picked.
There's old Snoop. He
Snoop.
Came out. Yeah, he came out early from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and this is the round. He and Ely, both of those guys, came out early, and he felt like that there was nothing else left for him to do at Ole Miss. And in his 3 years, he never went over 1,000. He always shared the ball.
Him and Ely.
Yeah, he is a physical runner, and so Jacksonville, he'll get. I think Robinson is the
who's a similar build to him.
Very, very, very similar. Very similar. But here's the thing: you have a new head coach. So he's not married at all to Robinson, and so he'll give you a chance to come in. I think they also had Carlos Hyde was one of the players that they had. So he'll get a chance. He'll get a chance to play down in Jacksonville.
Now, one thing I know with Carlos Hyde, he sure got a lot of W-2s, man, and from a lot of different teams.
I like that. I'm okay with that. The more W-2s, the better. All right, taking a break. The Saints will be on the clock shortly. They're pick 161. The Browns at 156 are right now on the clock. We are at Rouse's Market, Airline Highway, and LaBar. Download the Rouse's shopping app. Get free curbside picks. Pick up on orders, $35 or more. We're here until 6 o'clock. Come say hello. Get your Jazz Fest stuff going in or coming out. Taking a break here on WWL, AMFM.com.
Back here on WWL Draft Fest, live from Rouse's Markets on Airline at LaBar. Download the Rouse's shopping app and get free curbside pickup on orders of $35 or more. Deuce McAllister, Mike Dettillier, I'm Christian Garrick. About,
And we're closing in.
About four picks to the same pick.
The Bucks just picked a guy. Man, I thought he was like a 10-year veteran in the Southland Conference, and Zion McCollum, another 6'2" cover cornerback, and that's, you know, you look at that scheme and what they run.
They like bigger corners.
They like the big corners, and so Zion McCollum, God bless him. He went to the Senior Bowl, but it looks as though I've seen him play 20 times because you know at Sam Houston. But, man, he is a really talented young man. Now, he needs a little bit of work from a technique standpoint, but he was a three-time All-Southland Conference pick. I mean, and one thing when you play in that Sam Houston, you in coverage 85% of the time during games and 80% in practice. That's just the way the conference is built. So you would figure he goes to Tampa Bay, and I think he's a good fit for what they do defensively.
The Seahawks just selected. We'll get the pick here in a second. The Indianapolis Colts are on the clock, followed by the Chargers. And then the Saints go on the clock. So we're three picks away from the Saints making their first selection in the third day of the draft. Care to guess, Mike, as to who might still be available that Saints might stay put and draft?
Man, if I'm there and my medicals are clear on him, I pick Damone Clark and I walk away. I pick Damone Clark from LSU. And I might have to wait a little bit. All I know is Damone Clark, he was bad to the bone last year at LSU. And you know, again, had he not had the injury, he would have been a second-round pick. If my medicals clear him, man, I'm picking Damone Clark. I'm picking him.
Deuce?
For me, I think it has to be, if you don't have a specific player targeted, then it's got to be somebody that you feel can fight for one of your special teams role. I mean, I think if it's not a specific player targeted, you know, you look at running back. We talked about that when you talked about tight end being a position that you may have a specific player targeted. You know, this is where also medical pops up. Maybe we had a flag on a young man, and now at this point in the draft, we feel like from a medical standpoint, we can take a risk, and or character standpoint, you can take a risk, but for me, that's really what I'm looking at as far as a player. The other one also we talked about, Christian, was a small school. You know, we know FCS or AA or even NAIA type player if you have him, and then you're specifically saying he can come in and contribute immediately on one of those units as far as teams are concerned.
All right, the Seahawks just took Tyreek Smith, edge rusher out of Ohio State. The Chargers, their pick is in, and the Saints are now officially on the clock. We'll see what the Chargers select. But we're going to keep it right here. We might need to go to a break, but we're going to kind of push that aside for the moment. I don't want to miss the Saints pick.
And what Deuce brought up about the coach just picked him, and Eric Johnson, defensive tackle from Missouri State. Okay, and, Missouri State. Okay, you understand the competition he's been up against. But, man, the one thing I give the Colts, and I think – Chris Ballard does it as well. Man, he finds these guys that can contribute. Not all starters, but, man, they contribute to that defense, which was really good last year. Their offensive lines are good. They built similar to the Ravens in a lot of ways that they build offensive, defensive line, and then they add pieces around it. And I know one thing, they got a quarterback a heck of a lot better this year than they did last year, because I trust Matt Ryan a lot more than Carson Wentz.
All right, the Chargers pick is in. It's yet to be announced. The Saints are on the clock. Could they go running back here, Deuce?
Yeah, I mean, they can definitely go running back here. I mean, I know that's a position that they want to at least get some competition in the room. And obviously you talk about the possible suspension as far as Alvin Kamara may be facing. And so to be able to get somebody to come in and compete for that number three spot but also help you on special teams, that's always an option.
The New Orleans Saints are on the clock. This is Draft Fest. Deuce McAllister, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick. The pick, again, is in for the Chargers. The Saints are on the clock, about to make their first selection of day three. Not having a fourth rounder, they have a fifth rounder and a sixth rounder. They do not have a seventh rounder this year. In typical Mickey Loomis fashion, he's making some deals and vacated some picks in order to get some picks. Mickey is more aggressive than passive, that's for sure. That's a safe thing to say about him as a general manager. He's highly aggressive.
Yeah, if they've targeted somebody, and a lot of times, too, it was somebody maybe Sean wanted, too. You know, because Sean had a sort of a loud voice in the room when it came down to certain players and picks and positions. And we saw it. Young man from Mississippi State, the quarterback, that remember when they picked it, we thought we were ready to leave. We were at Zach's place that night. And all of a sudden, they come up on the board. And we see him pick that quarterback. Man, Deuce and I looked at one another. Man, ain't no way that dude's playing quarterback in the NFL. But the vision was maybe putting him at tight end and sort of being that Taysom Hill role.
And it really never just worked for him.
Never worked.
Never materialized.
Carolina wanted him, and then he ended up signing, after being here in New Orleans, ended up signing with Carolina, but it never really worked for him there either.
Yeah, the Saints took him on the idea that to prevent him from going to Carolina as an undrafted guy. So, and again, it didn't work out, but nonetheless. All right, so the Chargers selected Otito Ogbonnia. Defensive tackle out of
UCLA. Yeah, he ain't from Montague or Dulac, you know. that I know. He ain't from the Bayou. Ogbonnia from UCLA. And listen, he's a track athlete, really good track athlete. Then you can see the projection because he plays defensive tackle, but man, he was an unbelievable prep track athlete, throwing the hammer, the discus. He was something special out west.
Saints are on the clock right now. Their first pick in the fifth round. Their first pick today. We talked about running back. We've talked about a variety of different issues. I'm curious to see if it's like Mike said, Damone Clark, the linebacker at LSU.
Man, come on now.
Has an injury concern, but this is the round we talked about it, Deuce. This is the round
you would pick him. He's a high character guy. I mean, you know,
that's a
you
big talk plus to, for the Saints.
Everybody that has ever been around Damone, just as high character guy. Kyle Phillips, too, from a wide receiver from UCLA, who's also a good special teams guy. Who's a wideout is somebody also maybe to keep in mind if they're looking, as Deuce brought out, about trying to upgrade your special teams, and certainly they got a roster spot at wide receiver.
Right. All right, the pick is in, just hasn't been announced yet for the Saints. The Denver Broncos are officially on the clock, but the Saints have made their selection, sent the name of the player. I'll learn how to talk eventually.
What is it, 2 minutes as far as these teams?
It seems to be on like a minute for some of these teams. Oh, man, they had it like pow. It's quick, real quick.
Good. I don't want it to drag on.
DeMarco Jackson.
That's the pick.
Yeah.
DeMarco Jackson. Mike, you like the pick?
Well, this is about where you would pick him. When you look at it with DeMarco, they see something in him.
Linebacker from Appalachian State.
From Appalachian State, where he was a super productive player there. Again, small college, what we had brought out about this is where the Saints have done a lot of work in, and those small colleges. And listen, Appalachian State, they play in some pretty good competition. It's not like they're not playing good competition. They really have. And so
Cadet. played at App State, and then you think Appalachian State, the first thing you think about is Michigan.
And they only beat Michigan.
They had them by the teriyaki.
They came down to LSU not too long ago.
But you think about App State, it was going up to Michigan and beating them.
Yep. And, you know, you think about it, DeMarco last year, 120 tackles, 19 tackles for losses. And so he's a guy that's quick, active, runs the field well. And the one thing about Appalachian State players, man, they aggressive. Man, they get up the field and fast. And so you could see where this is also a part of helping your special teams. He was the Sun Belt Defensive Player of the Year in 2021. He's a playmaker.
This cat can run, too, 4.5 40.
Yeah, well, you know, the one thing today, man, 4.5, they're like, man, you slow. 4.5, but
that ain't slow.
But when you put a helmet and shoulder pads on DeMarco, he's fast. That's the thing. He's fast with helmets and pad on, but he's productive, and that's what you're looking for—a productive player and a guy. To be honest, I thought would be a fifth round selection, and last year, over 120 tackles, and again, 19 tackles for losses. So what that tells me, he's got the ability to get around heavy traffic. It ain't about taking people on and moving people around. It's about getting around traffic. And DeMarco can do it, and he's a good size linebacker. He's not a small 6'1". Guy. 6'1", he's 230 pounds.
DeMarco Jackson, linebacker out of Appalachian State, going 18th pick in the fifth round, 161 overall to the New Orleans Saints. We will step away and come back. We're at Rouse's Markets on Airline at LaBar. Download the Rouse's shopping app and get free curbside pickup on orders of $35 or more. Deuce McAllister, Mike Dettillier, I'm Christian Garrick. This is Saints Radio, WWL. The Saints just made their selection. They were on the clock, brought to you by Train Air Conditioning and Heating. It's hard to stop a train. Back here at Rouse's Markets, live on Airline at LaBar. Download the Rouse's shopping app and get free curbside pickup on orders of $35 or more. Deuce McAllister, Mike Dettillier, the voice of the Saints, now joining us, Mike Haas. Mike, what do you make of the pick of DeMarco Jackson, linebacker out of Appalachian State?
Well, he certainly fits with what this team is. I'm sorry, you're talking about Mike Dettillier, weren't you?
No, I was talking about you.
Okay.
Haas.
I'm sorry, man.
I listen good, Haas.
I'm sorry, man.
Not when I get home, but when I'm working, listen good.
He certainly fits. I mean, so when I first looked at a redshirt senior, he is almost 24 years old.
Yep.
That's got to be one of the oldest draft picks that they've probably had.
COVID year.
In quite some time. He played in his last 4 years, 13 games, 14 games, 12 games, 14 games. So he's been consistent. They played a 3-4, but a couple of things stuck out to me. First off, his senior year, 2021, he had 19 tackles for a loss.
Yep.
And in his previous 3-2, 6.5, 6.1, then boom, 19. And his third year, redshirted 2017. In 2019, block punt for a touchdown. So he can play special teams.
That's a good point, Mike. And the fact that I think he's versatile, I think he's better off inside as an inside linebacker. But what I look at, I got to go back at my notes now because, you know, not doing the book, Bobby's going to get on me for this. So I got to dig it up. The last 3 years, 271 total tackles, 32 tackles for losses, 11.5 quarterback sacks, 3 pass interceptions. Last year he was the Sun Belt Conference Defensive Player of the Year, but the notes on him was all about he became the leader on that team on defense. He is a leader, and he'll help you on special teams, and he plays every play like his hair's on fire, and he's trying to put it out.
Four that they've drafted thus far, Chris Olave, Trevor Penning.
All four captains?
Three team captains in their college senior year. Penning was not, but Penning was a high school captain.
Right.
So all of them, team captains, their final year of football playing for the team.
So that fits their MO.
It fits the character part of what you're looking at. And, okay, when you're at Appalachian State, and I don't mean to down this, but you're not being recruited by Tennessee and Auburn and Georgia here, okay? Because you're not picking Appalachian State if you got a Georgia or Auburn offer on the table. So production and the fact that he is from South Carolina.
Yep, Spartanburg.
And so when you look at Appalachian State, that roster is full of guys from South Carolina. Man, they got a lot of cats that can play in that area. But to me, it's his ability to come up with plays. The weakness with him, what I've seen, is more in the coverage part of the game, where he's that's where he's going to have to get better, is dropping back more smoothly in the coverage part of the game. But immediately, he helps me on special teams. Immediately, he gives me some depth at that inside linebacker position. And the one thing that is always there for me, production. Man, don't give me none of this horse hockey about potential. Man, I want production. And you look at it, three seasons, 271 tackles, 32 tackles for losses. And so when I'm playing Appalachian State, I'm saying, hey, somebody block Jackson. You know, somebody block him, and teams that he's went up against have had difficulties.
Mike Haas, Mike D'Attelier, Deuce McAllister. Deuce, this pick, when you look at it, of DeMarco Jackson, linebacker out of Appalachian State, and there's a theme here, and we just touched on it a little bit, but a lot of production, experience, team leadership. That's a MO that was installed under Sean Payton, but it's carrying over with Dennis Allen.
Well, it's definitely carrying over with them, and I think, you know, the biggest thing for me when you look at it is he's someone that can come in and help you play immediately. He's someone that can come in and help you play immediately, and I think by having that, then, you know, he understands and knows what it takes to be able to win, and for him to be able to step in and learn from DeMario and some of the other guys in that linebacker room, I think will be tremendous for him. But he's proven that he can do what he needs to do, get done as well on the college level.
Deuce, the other thing about him is he is the only FBS player over the last 2 years that has totaled 200 tackles and 25 tackles for losses.
Wow.
The only guy.
Wow.
He's the only guy that has done it. That's production.
That also shows me he's got good instincts. All right, we'll step away and come back. It's Draft Fest here live at Rouse's on Airline at LeBar. Download the Rouse's shopping app and get free curbside pickup on orders of $35 or more. This is Saints Radio, WWL.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.